This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Flooding in your basement can create all kinds of health hazards. Hundreds of Bloomington Normal residents, business owners, and volunteers have been removing floodwaters and raw sewage that have contaminated their home or workplace following heavy rains in late June. McLean County Health Department Environmental Health Director Tom Anderson tells Eric Stock flooded out areas can still be hazardous, especially drywall and carpeting, weeks after they are cleaned up.
The major concern now after the actual physical flooding is to make sure that the flooded areas are properly cleaned and thoroughly dried to prevent any mold growth.
How much sewer exposure is dangerous?
Generally, when there's flooding, if there's no physical contact with the sewage itself, there's very minimal risk. If there has to be physical contact, then a person has to be concerned with thoroughly washing their hands and their body, especially before they go to eat or touch their face.
And who is the greatest risk?
Everyone's at risk, and depending on their overall physical health, yes. People with compromised immunities, elderly people, people that might be under medical treatment for certain diseases would definitely be at higher risk. But during the actual flooding process, people need to be very aware of the fact if they have electrical outlets in the basement, if they go down into the basement when there's flooding, there is a potential of electrocution. If that's not the case, and if this is after the fact, then people with compromised immunities, respiratory ailments, need to be cautious of controlling any mold growth that might be occurring in the home.
What symptoms should people be looking for if they've potentially been exposed to the hazardous materials?
If they notice a change in their health, they should contact their medical professional, their primary care physician, to explain the symptoms to them and explain to the medical professionals that they experienced some flooding and they may have been in contact with that, especially if the flooding was in the home for a number of days and possibly drywall, carpeted areas didn't get dried out as quickly as possible.
So a lot of people have had to throw out materials that came in contact with the sewage. What's the safest way to do that if you can't touch it, and is there a certain time where you can?
The safest way to handle any type of flooding, if people can afford it, is to call a renovation service to have them come in and dewater the flooded areas and to disassemble any solid construction areas that may be wet from the floodwaters, decontaminate those areas. If people can't afford that, the best they can do is get the water pumped out of the flooded area, dry out any materials that can be dried out immediately. Any drywall that's flooded may have to be removed if they can't dry that drywall in a short period of time, and then it would have to be replaced. They can decontaminate their own hard-covered surfaces like tile, concrete, with bleach water solution, generally just 1 cup to 1 gallon, no more than 1 cup of bleach to 1 gallon of water is generally sufficient to decontaminate a floodwater area for hard surfaces.
That was Tom Anderson from the McLean County Health Department with Eric Stock. Bloomington Normal hospitals and healthcare centers say they haven't had patients experiencing health problems related to the recent flooding. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT, made possible in part by Bloomington Normal Audiology. I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is Bloomington Normal's public media.